So if you did notice that your hip dropped or you had some hip or knee pain during that test, these next exercises are going to progress from easier to harder. That'll not only address some of that glute med weakness, but also help address some of the weaker accessory muscles that surround the hip. So for this first exercise, we're going to be performing a single leg bridge. In the start, you're just going to lay on your back, and it could be your bed if you're doing it on your bed. And all you're going to do is bridge up just like this, extend one leg, and then slowly come back down. And then you can even alternate legs if you want. So bridge up, extend the leg, and then slow back down just like that. And typically with this, we'll be aiming for the 12 to 15 rep mark. This next exercise is going to be a little harder than the glute bridge, and it's going to be a single leg squat variation. And so with this, you're going to get a semi-athletic stance like this. And if you have a pillowcase, you could put it under the foot that slides to make it a little easier if you want. And all you're going to do is slide one foot out, and as it slides, you're going to squat down on this other leg and then back up. So all your weight should be on the leg that is not sliding, just like this. Because I see it all the time with patients where they kind of lean over. No need to do that. Just all your weight on one foot and slide and then back up, just like this. And go to whatever depth is tolerable for you and then back up. And then same thing like the other ones, it's gonna be about 15 to 20 reps we're looking for. So this last exercise is gonna be one of the harder ones, but it's also one of my personal favorite because it works both glute meds at the same time. And so you're gonna grab a loop band just like this, and this isn't super heavy. And you're gonna put both legs in just like this and put it just above the knees. You're gonna come to a wall and put one leg on, one leg off. I want a slight bend in that foot that's on the ground. Then all you're gonna do is abduct that leg that's on the wall, just like this, and then slow and controlled back. So abduct, and then about 3 seconds on the way down. And typically with this, we're gonna be aiming for about the 15 to 20 rep mark as well.